Perek Tes Mishneh Dalet. Hamakabel Salim Chaveri, somebody who leases a field from a friend. The Rav says this is referring to a chakir, not an aris. A chakir, again, is somebody who leases a field for a fixed amount. The leasehold agreement says, I will pay you a certain amount for the yearly lease or for the season lease, regardless of how much it produces. V'loy Ratzla Nakesh, and the person who's leasing the field doesn't want to take the weeds out. He doesn't want to de-weed the field. This is referring to a place where there's clearly no custom whether people weed the field or whether they don't weed the field. Obviously, in a place where the farmers weed the field, he would have to weed the field. But if it's unclear and he doesn't want to do it, perhaps he can demand that he doesn't need to do it. V'armalai, and he tells him, so the tenant, the chakir, tells the owner, Ma'ich b'slach, what concern do you have here? What are you worrying about? Hayol v'ani nois l'cha ha'kaira. I'm giving you the amount of the full lease. I agree to pay you a certain amount to lease this field for a year. So what do you care if I weed the field, I don't weed the field? Yes, if I don't weed the field will produce less crop. But that's my problem. I don't have the time to weed the field. I don't want to make the effort. I'll produce less crop, but you're getting your fixed amount. So what do you care? Ain't shy malay, we don't listen to him. But pnei shiachal oimer loy, because the landlord can turn around and tell the tenant, lamachar ata yoitz mimeno, tomorrow you're not going to renew your lease, you're going to leave from here. Umalafni asavim, I'm going to be left with a field that's full of weeds. I don't want that. And it will reduce his crop in a later time. So because of this, he will be obligated to weed the field. Mishnah Hay. Hamakabal Sadam Echaveri, somebody leases a field from a friend. Now we're back to a case of an aris. An aris is a crop holder who may has an agreement with the owner of the field that he's going to work the field and he will pay the owner a certain amount, whether it's a half, a third, or a quarter, whatever it is, he is a sharecropper. So if somebody leases a field on such an agreement, Hamakabal Sadam Echaveri, V'loy Osasa, and say the field did not produce, he worked the field, he toiled the field, but very little got produced, really not worth his effort. And the person who leased this field wants to terminate the agreement. It's not worth it for him to work the field or to continue working the field because he sees that there's no produce being produced here. And it's not worth it for him to spend weeks and months toiling in this field if there's not going to be any product at the end of the day. He wants to get out of the lease. Zok the Mishnah, im yesh bakedei laham et kri, if there's enough for him to establish a heap, to stand up a heap worth of produce, chayav l'tap above, for that amount, for a kri, which is one heap, which is the equivalent of two sa'ah, says the Rav, he is chayav to work the field and cultivate this field, if there isn't enough, if he assesses that there's enough for a kri, whatever amount that is. Amar Rav Yehuda, ma kitzva bakri, what type of measurement is a kri? Why are we using a heap? A heap is relative. If he has a very small field, a heap may be a lot. But if he has a very, very large field, what's one heap going to do for him? It's nothing. Ella im yesh bakadein lefil. Rabbi Yehuda uses a different measurement, whether he needs to cultivate the field or not. Says Rabbi Yehuda, only if there's enough kadein lefil, which is enough, how much he's sowed, how much he has sown in the field to begin with, how much seed he lay in the field, if there's enough to at least get back the value of the seed that he laid initially into this field, then he is chayav l'tapaba, then he is chayav to cultivate the field. But if there's not enough, even though there's enough for a kri, but if there's not enough to retain and regain his initial investment of how much seed he sowed in the field, then he does not need to cultivate this field.